The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Falls, Kansas, where there's high school basketball this evening on K-Radio. In the Northeast Kansas League, the Dragons are hosting ACCHS. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, the guy making it all come together. Back in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside. Good to have you along tonight. A couple of teams that have played earlier this season, and by earlier, I mean way earlier. I mean, right after Thanksgiving on the 13th of December, these two teams met in Effingham. And we'll talk about those matchups and the results of them. But first, let's introduce the starters tonight. First of all, for the visitors from ACCHS under head coach Austin Eckert, the Lady Tigers are 14-1 on the season, 11-0 in the conference. And they're going to be starting Jordan Kaplinger, Aaliyah Wallish, Addison Schletzbach, Natalie Nitz, and Kenzie Bowerly. For Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale, Lady Dragons 7-8 on the season, 6-5 in conference play. They're going to be starting Lauren Brown and Lillian Darbo with Carly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassidy Frakes. Valley Falls at a home white with Golden Black. ACCHS in the traveling black with orange and white. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Kirkwood and Wallace in the center circle to jump it off. The Tigers are going to throw it down, and they're going to say, wait a minute, they're going to re-jump this thing. And matter of fact, they're going to say, no, we're not going to re-jump this. We're just going to be putting it in play, and it is going to be Valley Falls basketball to begin here tonight. Great, great crowd on hand here this evening. These two schools not very far apart geographically, and they are long-time opponents, and we're going to quickly, as the ball comes in, a little turnover down to the baseline by the Lady Dragons. It's going to come back to ACCHS. Lady Tigers have been absolutely outstanding this season, and their fans have had a great, great run with this team. Here's a driving shot by Schletzbaum. It's up, and it won't go in. Valley Falls is going to rebound it down. Corey Kirkwood comes up with the basketball, and here comes Valley Falls. It'll be Kirkwood bringing it all the way up the floor. Goes to the top of the key to Lillian. Garbo dumps it over to the left side. It's going to be just out of the reach of her teammate. It'll get away from Lauren Brown and into the Tiger bench. Back it'll come to ACCHS. Half a minute into the ball game. We've had three possessions, no points so far yet tonight. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one, so we got plenty of hoops coming your way. And then, of course, tomorrow, Benedictine, but we'll be reviewing all of those things as the game wears on. ACCHS with the ball over deep in the right corner. It's going to be Natalie Nitz. Comes out on top to Schletzbaum. Lobs underneath the Wallace. She'll back in off the block. No shot there. Back it'll come to Nitz. Natalie will cut into the lane, draw three defenders, put it back out on top to Schletzbaum. She'll work back around to that right-hand corner and kick it back off on top. It'll be Kaplinger with it there. A minute into the ball game, still no score. Atchison County works around to the right side and looks into the middle, over to the free throw line, right side of it. It's going to be Wallace. She'll back in, left-hand shot, up and good. Wallace will have the first bucket of the ball game, and ACCHS is broken on top, 2-0. 6:38 to go in the opening quarter. Now Valley Falls bringing it up the floor. Tigers have been playing on a little pressure, not a real tight, high press pressure, but they will test the ball a little bit coming up the floor. Valley over to the left side to Brown. Back around to the right side. It's going to be breaks. Deep in the right corner now to Kirkwood. Corey goes baseline. Puts a shot up that hangs in the back of the rim. Won't go. Follow shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped out. Follow shot. Won't go. But a foul called. And that's going to put Valley Falls on the free throw line. Official down to the baseline. Sending him to the free throw line. We'll see against whom the foul will be called. It is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Lady Tigers, Kinsey Bowerly. Stepping to the stripe, Corey Kirkwood. A right-handed shot is on its way. Rolls in. She's got her first point of the game, and Valley Falls is on the board. Looking to tie it up here. Corey will send the second one up, and she'll get them both. It is a 2-2 ball game at 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Tigers back up the floor. Right side is going to be Kaplinger. Gets it over to Bowerly. Player defense employed by Valley Falls to start the game. Driving down the right side. Bowerly just kind of cranks one up. It doesn't go in, but a nice offensive rebound and putback. And the first points of the night for, or rather the fourth points of the night for Aaliyah Wallish. It is 4-2 ACCHS. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds across the way. I can lean up. No. Five and a half to go in the opening quarter. And back up with it will come Valley Falls. I'll check in. Here comes ACCHS. It's still a 4-2 ball game. Five and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Kaplinger drives it to the free throw line. Gets picked up there. Comes back out on top to Bowerly. She pivots at the free throw line. Can't get in the middle of the defense for Valley. Working really, really hard. Back out it will come to Kaplinger. 5:15 to go. In the first, it is a 4-2 ACCHS lead. Now the lob underneath, looking for Schletzbaum, and nice job by Lauren Brown to getting a handle of the ball, kind of volleying it away and out of bounds. Tigers will put it in at their baseline. 3 minutes into the game, it is 4-2 Atchison County. They bring it into Wallace this time, comes back out Bowerly, puts it on top, Natalie Nitz, she'll back away, plays off a nice Wallace screen, feeds back in then to Aaliyah, who works her way to the left side, twists and turns, get triple team, brings it back off on top. Here's Bowerly trying to spin her way into the lane, cut off there, back out on top it comes. This Valley Falls defense is really working hard and doing a really, really good job. They're limiting. Tiger looks at the rim. Now the ball's going to be batted away from Bowerly, stolen by Valley Falls, and they're going to come up court with the basketball. Here come the Lady Dragons. It's 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-2 Atchison County lead. Long pass out on top to Lauren Brown. She'll start into the lane, stop at a free throw line, dumps it over to the left side to Cassidy Frakes. Swinging it from side to side is going to be Darvo. Defended by Bowerly in the Tiger player D. Back out on top comes Brown. All alone, launches the three, hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound off the miss, pulled down by Wallace. Hatches a candy with numbers, lobs it over to the left side to Nitz. And back out on top, it'll come Schletzbaum with the long two. It's very short, hits the front of the rim. Wallace is going to pick it up off the floor, get it to Bowerly, who scores. First points of the game for Kinsey Bowerly. It is 6-2, Atchison County, at 3:50 to go here in the first. And now the Tigers are going to have be a little more serious about their full court pressure, and Coach Hale is going to take a timeout. We'll take a break, Joseph, with Valley Falls coming to 3:49 to go. Opening quarter, ACCHS 6, Lady Dragons 2.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Falls utilizing a timeout, and we'll see what, if any, adjustments they have made. But as they bring it in, they're into the forecourt pretty cleanly. And now the upcourt pass batted away. Tigers are going to steal it back. Nitz having a little trouble getting a handle on the basketball. We'll dump it over to the left side. A substitution by Atchison County is into the game is going to come Jenna Pitts. And also into the game will come Madison Martin. So the Tigers will become a little taller with this set. Top side with it is going to be Jenna. Pitts will look to the free throw line. The lob down low by Wallace is going to be thrown away out of bounds. She was hoping to get it to Madison Martin, but it was well beyond her reach and out of play. Colleen's going to have it in play again deep in her backcourt. We'll get our first substitution into the game for Lady Dragons. It'll be Caitlin Yates checking in. Again, Corey Kirkwood walks it up the floor, kicks it into the forecourt. Feet over to the left side. Beautiful move to basketball, and then couldn't come up with a finish. His Frakes layup is a little too strong. Rebound Tigers. They'll bring it down the floor. Martin, right side Pitts, back to Martin. She's going to have the ball stripped away from her. Martin lands on top of the player. There comes the foul. For a moment, just a moment, I was not sure they were going to call that foul. It'll be the first on Madison. Tiger team foul two. Wallace coming out of the ball game, and ACCHS is going to bring Lainey Paddle in. Just inside, 3 minutes ago in the first quarter, it is a 6-2 ACCHS lead. Valley Falls races into the forecourt, brings it down the right side, goes all the way to the right block, falling away, the shot goes up, missing, and they're going to say a clean block. Tigers coming up with the basketball. Here comes Schletzbaum. Should dump it over to the right side. In the middle with it is going to be Pitts. Kicks it to the free throw line, and an undefended turnaround shot by Lainey Panel for two. Tigers stretch their lead now to 8-2 with 2.5 to go in the first. Caitlin Yates takes the inbound, and she'll bring it up the floor, drives right, kicks it over again to the baseline, and this time Addison Schletzbaum says, I've seen this play before. Quickly got to the baseline and knocked the cross baseline pass away, because again, they were looking for an undefended Cassidy Frakes. Now, Frakes will rotate out of the ball game for Valley Falls. 2:18 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS in front, 8-2 on the road here tonight. The ball comes out on top. A little head fake pass up the three now. Here's the three. It is going to be taken but missed. Offensive rebound followed up and missed. Pulled down by Atchison County. Jenna comes up with a basketball, brings it up the floor, lobs it over to the left side. Natalie will take her first shot of the night. It's well off the mark, and Valley Falls will rebound it down. Madison Connor comes up with a loose basketball. And here come the Lady Dragons. 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. Valley with the ball over to the left side to Lauren. Brown looks in the middle, and now they're going to kind of widen the floor out a little bit. And as they pass to the deep corner, the ball is going to get away out of bounds. Back it will come to Atchison County. Wallace comes back into the game. Bowerly comes back in for Coach Eckert. We're now to a minute 45 to go in what has been a relatively low-scoring first quarter. It is 8-2, Atchison County. Powerly will take the inbound, kick it back behind her, and Jenna Pitts brings it up the floor. Pitts is out there with Bowerly and Panel, Martin and Wallish. And now we're going to have a foul way out here on the left edge. It's going to be on Lillian Darvo. It'll be her first foul tonight. Team foul one for the Lady Dragons. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the first. Bowerly will handle the ball topside. The Atchison County sophomore, first to the right side, then to the left. Looks in the middle, trying to back in, kind of lowers his shoulder, pushes in, kicks it over to Martin, and Coach Eckert says, I need a timeout. We're going to get a timeout with Atchison County. Joseph, it's a minute 20 to go in the first. We're in Valley Falls, where it's Lady Tigers 8, Lady Dragons 2.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back to high school basketball this evening on Care Radio, a typical Friday night in the winter. That's what we do. Lead over to the right side. Atchison County has a basketball in play, leading it by a half dozen. 70 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Wallace will take it. She's way above the three-point line over on the right side. Now will drive to the baseline. Nothing there. Brings it back out to Bowerly. She'll fall away. Puts a shot up well off the mark and rebounding it down. Here comes Valley Falls. For Valley Falls, the problem has been not defense. That has been excellent. Not rebounds. They've gotten theirs. Just not able to get any shots to fall early on. Now the Tigers are going to go out of that player defense and switch to the 2-3 zone. Here's a three from the left side. No. And rebound pulled out by Martin. Here comes Atchison County. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS down the middle with Jenna Pitts. Skips it over to the right side. Panel holds it up. Once Wallace can't get it. Plays off Wallace's screen, though. Back over to Pitts, deep now in the left corner. 20 seconds to go in the opening. Ball batted away for a moment, but Jenna able to go back, track it down, goes to the baseline, skips it into the middle for Martin, whose layup misses, rebound tipped around, Martin will control it down, rebound blocked, and we're going to get a Dragon foul. So Madison Martin got a couple of shots, couldn't get either of the ball, but after the last one, a foul call. It'll be the first of the game by Corey Kirkwood. And for Valley Falls, team foul two. So team fouls are even at two apiece. And the freshman, Madison Martin, at the free throw line. Her shot, perfect. Madison collects her first point of the ball game. Lady Tigers go up 7 with 11 seconds left in the first. Eyes it up. Pulls it up, sends it off the backboard this time and good. So she'll get them both. Different styles, but it's now 10-2. Valley Falls is going to have to hurry. Another upcourt pass stolen. Tigers with a chance to add one more before the buzzer goes off. The feed to the top. The pass to the right. The shot. The buzzer. It's way short. First quarter's in the books in Valley Falls in the ladies' game. We're taking a break. After one, ACCHS 10, Valley Falls 2.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Happy to have you with us. Great great crowd on hand here tonight. Matter of fact, I'm wondering if there are some of the schools in the area not playing, because I'm seeing fans that I normally see at other venues here in the gym this evening. So always good to have a great crowd on hand. 10-2, Hatches County in front. ACCHS led by Aaliyah Wallace, 4 points. Bowerly, Martin, and Pantle each have two. Valley Falls points coming off the hand of Corey Kirkwood. Lady Tigers with the basketball. They'll feed Wallace in the lane. She loses the handle, brings it back out on top to Nitz. Over to the left side, Martin. Back to Wallace. Drops it down, backs in, falls away, shoots it off the window and gets it. That was a pretty play in the middle by Aaliyah Wallace. She's got a half dozen. It is a 12-2 Lady Tiger lead, half a minute into the second quarter. Back down with the Macomb Valley Falls. They'll knife into the lane, put the shot up, and there's going to be a foul on Martin. So Madison Martin will collect her second foul of the game. And back to the free throw line comes Valley Falls. And back to the line, it's Corey Kirkwood. Again, Valley Falls has not been able to hit one from the floor yet tonight. Corey has accounted for all of their scoring. She's at the free throw line. This one, good. Games going on, lots of them, around the area this evening. Up at Mar Hill Mount Academy, the Ravens are hosting the Cobras of Jackson Heights. Second free throw rattles, and she'll get that one also. So Corey Kirkwood has all of the Valley Falls scoring so far in this girls' game. It is a 12-4 Tiger lead. Martin will dribble toward the top, has it knocked out of her hands, turned over, driving down the court. Schlesbaum goes down, tries to block it away, and does reject the shot, but it goes out of bounds before she can regather it. So Valley's going to have it in at their baseline. It's not often that you see the five trying to bring it up the court as the Tigers did there, and it didn't pan out. The inbound off the block, and it's going to be knocked away. Turnover by Valley Falls, up with it will come Atchison County. Here comes Schlesbaum. She will go coast to coast into the lane, try to skip past it. She was looking for Martin, who's not looking for her. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Back it will come again to Valley. A minute gone in the second quarter. Lady Dragons bring it in. Lillian Darvo will bring it up the court. Lobs it down the right side to Lauren. Brown goes long cross court. Back out on top, it'll come. Driving into the lane, the 14-footer drained it. Two more for Corey Kirkwood. It's now 12-6 Atchison County. 6:40 to go, first half. ACCHS looking to protect a perfect conference record, 11-0, 14-1 on the season. Now, a statewide ranking for the Lady Tigers. Here's the shot, up and good. Wallace gets two more, and Aaliyah having a huge start tonight. That is her 8th point. 8 of her team's 14, and we've got 6:15 to play, opening quarter. Back down the floor, quickly comes Valley Falls. They'll dish it off on top. That's going to be Carly Henson with it. First starts to the right. Now swings it over to the left, and her pass is a little wide and toward the midcourt line. It's going to get away out of bounds. Coach Eckert will make a substitution. And for Atchison County, looking out here, they'll have the original five out there. Jordan, Aaliyah, Addison, Natalie, Kinsey are the Tiger Five. 6:07 to go here in the first half. Kaplinger will bring it in. Schlesbaum will walk it up the floor. Addison starts her way to the left side, holds it up for a minute, dishes it back over to the right. Kind of stumbles a little bit. Now the feed in the middle of the net. Skip pass over to the left, and they're going to call Natalie for a travel. She got in the middle, was looking to take the shot. Then the defense really collapsed around her, gave her very little room. So she decided she was going to have a little bounce pass down to the baseline of the lane. And before she could make that happen, it kind of gets away from her, and she'll turn it over. Now the Tigers are going to steal the upcourt pass. Cross court it goes, and that was rejected by Carly Henson in a nice defensive move. So it's on for the Lady Dragons. Tigers will have it back into play again. The feed comes on top. Can you believe we're down to the last week, basically, of the high school season? Here's a feed down low, and Schlesbaum could not get a grip on that ball. It'll sneak out of play down to the baseline. Here comes Valley Falls again, putting it in play against the Tiger Press. 14-6 ACCHS. Now, these two teams, I alluded to this earlier in the game. These two teams have played once before, way back on the 13th of December up in Effingham. Here's a runner on the other end, too strong. Schlesbaum boards it down. ACCH has won that one in their place, 50-31. Here's a feed underneath, and Wallace with another easy two. Aaliyah Wallace in double fingers now. That is her 10th point of the game. It is a 16-6 contest, and we are at 5 minutes to play in the first half. Here comes Valley Falls, deep into the left corner. Thinking about the three, no. Out on top, here goes the three. Off the rim, won't go down. Wallace boards it. Atchison County taking it the other way. Again, Schletzbaum, she's done the lion's share of the ball handling tonight. Kicks it over to Bowerly. For ACCHS, Natalie Nitz, Addison Schletzbaum, and Jordan Kamplinger. None of them have gotten a point yet tonight. But a foul underneath is going to put Schletzbaum at the line, and she can change that right here. It's going to be the third foul by Valley Falls and the second by Lillian Darvo. And Addison Schletzbaum, scoreless so far. The first one won't go. One more shot coming up for the Tiger senior. Valley Falls is going to bring Madison Connor back into the game. And again, they're going to go with a little smaller lineup now, taking Cassidy Frakes out for a bit. One more free throw coming up for Addison. 4:40 to go in the opening half. It is a 16-6 Lady Tiger lead. Second free throw right there. And Addison is on the board tonight. 17-6. And Sting with the full court pressure. Atchison County pesters the basketball up the floor. They'll double the ball up across the timeline. Valley Falls breaks that, goes right side. The three off the rim. Rebound. Saved down by Schletzbaum. Addison saves it to the baseline. Full court pass to Bowerly. She'll take the three. No. And rebound, Valley Falls. 4:10 to go. At midpoint of the second quarter. Still an 11-point Atchison County lead. Points have been kind of hard to come by here tonight. The ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Curly Henson. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. You're going to get Jenna Pitts back into the Tiger lineup. Precisely 4 minutes to go first half. Lauren Brown will have it. She'll go deep into the left corner to Connor. Madison way down at the baseline, clearly below the backboard depth, and will wisely kick it back out to the top. Right now, Valley Falls is content to be patient and work the ball around the perimeter. They're keeping it well above the three-point ring, running almost a motion-style offense. Back over to the left side, it's going to be Brown with it. She goes cross-court, gets it there to Yates. Caitlin will put it on its way. It won't go in. Rebound tipped around a couple of times, and Lady Tigers are going to come up with it. We've got an Atchison County player, and that's going to be Wallace coming up limping. Here comes the Lady Tiger offense. Wallace gets down the floor, but you can tell that she's got an ankle or something bothering her. Here's a running shot by Bowerly that misses. Wallace rebounds it down, and we'll have a foul underneath. Tiger offense looks, frankly, you look at their faces, feeling a little frustrated right now. The foul on Valley Falls is going to be the first of the game by Caitlin Yates in team foul 4. 3 minutes to play in the half. Inbound pass for Schletzbaum, knocked away by Lauren Brown. It'll come back again to Atchison County. Natalie's got to move down the line. She's paying no attention to the official who's pointing at the floor. She's looking at her coach. She's standing there waiting for the ball, but the official's clear down to the corner. She sees him. And she'll go down there and put it in. The inbound to Wallace comes out on top. It's going to be knocked away for a moment from Laney Panel, but Laney's able to get back out toward midcourt, recover it, and the Tiger offense will rerun. Here's Nitz, top of the key for three. Hits the back of the rim, way long rebound. It's going to be swept away by Caitlin Yates, and here comes Valley Falls. 2:45 to go in the first. Lady Tigers leading by 11, and we're going to get a timeout. Dragons. Let's take a break with them. What do you say? We're at 2:43 to go, still in that opening half. It is Atchison County 17, Valley Falls 6.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good to have you along with us for High School Hoops here this evening on CARE Radio. 2:43 to go in the opening half. It is a 17-6 ACCHS lead over the Lady Dragons here in the girls' game. And don't forget the guys' game coming up at the conclusion of this one. You never know when that's going to start because you never know how long the first one's going to go. But, you know, 7:30 or so, maybe, something kind of sort of like that, an hour or so from now. All right, it's going to be Valley Falls putting in a play from the near side, coming out of the timeout, and we are back to play. Lauren Brown has it. She's way out, a step, maybe less than that, from midcourt. They're trying to draw that defense out, open something up a little bit in the middle. Valley will have the ball batted away. It's on the floor, still on the floor, and we'll have a reach-in foul called. Foul is going to be on Valley Falls with 2:25 left in the first half. It is going to be the second foul by Corey Kirkwood. So for Valley Falls, team foul five, two on Lillian Darvo, two on Corey Kirkwood, and the other on Caitlin Yates. Atchison County's committed three so far. Madison Martin with two and one by Kinsey Bowerly. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Valley Falls stays in that player defense. It'll come out on top to Schlesbaum. She'll start to the left side, cut down the right side of the lane, skips it over to the left. That was a beautiful play, and the layup is going to be missed by Wallace. She'll take down her own rebound off the miss and then travel with the basketball. That was a really well-played play, except it didn't finish. 2 minutes to go in the half. Both of these teams have had some good looks at the rim that just would not seem to fall here in the early going tonight. Although I guess when we're inside 2 minutes to go in the half, it's not quite such early going at this juncture. Donnie will take it all the way into the top of the key, swings it over to the left elbow on the floor a couple of times now. Getting run into and run over is going to be Madison Connor. Madison's fine. What was happening here is Jenna Pitts was defending. She was following a player to the top, okay? And as she was doing that, the Valley Falls player was standing there with the ball, and the defender just ran over her, not realizing, I think, the proximity that she was in with regard to the ball handler. Minute and a half to go in the half. Here's a running shot in the middle of the lane. It's up and no good. Offensive rebound followed up and going to be blocked away out of bounds. Back is going to come again to Valley Falls at their baseline. Valley will bring it in play at their offensive end, and it'll be Lauren Brown doing the inbound work. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it over there to Corey. Kirkwood brings it off on top. Caitlin Yates. They'll feed left side. Backing in. Shot up. Got it. The bucket from the left side is going to be up and good, and Corey Kirkwood continues to have every point so far tonight for Valley Falls. It is a 17-8 game. Atchison County has the lead and the ball. They'll skip it over to the left side. Nitz is looking for her first one to go, and that one's not it, as the rebound is going to be cleared down by the Lady Dragons. And a lot of contact, and here's going to be another foul. Again, the foul call was not immediate, and I was not sure that the official was going to call that, not call that, but ultimately it will be foul number one by Natalie Nitz. And Valley Falls up the floor again. Natalie, that was kind of a frustration foul, as having missed the shot. She was coming up the floor defensively and trying to make amends by stealing the ball back. Team fouls are even at five. We're in the last minute now of the opening half. Valley will have it around to the left side. Looking in. No room. Comes back out on top. Kirkwood. She's the one with the hot hand for the Lady Dragons. Gets it over to Lauren Brown. Now the feed comes in the middle. Darvo. Right side. Here's a three launched. It's going to be wide to the left side and rebounding it down. Laney Panel. 20 seconds left in the first. Nitz will take it on the left side. I'm not sure that right now she's feeling it. She will not take that shot. She'll go long cross court. clock ticking along at 12 seconds, now at 11. And as the ball goes into the middle, we're going to get a foul called. I thought maybe that was going to be a clean reach, but the official right there says that she got her on the arm. And it will be team foul 6. And it's going to be the second foul by Caitlin Yates. Soper Valley, 2 on Lillian, 2 on Corey, 2 on Caitlin. And the Tigers are going to have it in play right in front of the Dragon bench with 10 seconds to go in the first half. Looking to get up a final shot. 8 seconds. Still way out on top with 5. Here comes Schletzbaum. She'll knife in, kick it back. Nitz will go long, and there it is at the buzzer. It's halftime. Natalie gets her first point. The ball in the air as a horn sounds. And we'll be back to summarize the half for you. Say, go to the locker rooms in Valley Falls. ACCHS Lady Tigers 20. Valley Falls Lady Dragons 8.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Well, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up as it's halftime of the ladies' game. ACCHS has put together a 12-point lead, 20-8. Recapping the opening half scoring. For Valley Falls, it's pretty succinct. Corey Kirkwood has all 8 points for Valley Falls. For Atchison County, Aaliyah Wallace, having an outstanding opening half, has 10. It dropped pretty dramatically to Natalie Nitz's 3 with that buzzer-beating shot at halftime. 2 apiece, Kinsey Bowerly, Madison Martin, Laney Panel, and 1 for Addison Schletzbaum. Guys are, again, out there warming up. We've got their game coming up next, but right now, we're going to take a brief recess. It's halftime in Valley Falls. Halftime of the girls' game in the score. ACCHS 20, Valley Falls 8. We'll be kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio with a fantastic spring-like weather February kind of a halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in Valley Falls in just a moment as he's covering the ACCHS versus Valley Falls series tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens are playing host to William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. Tuesday, we've got Atchison High School at Topeka Highland. Again, the girls' game is scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Wednesday, we've got a rare high school basketball game as we've got Marhill Mount Academy making the journey out to Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court at 8. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs every Thursday night immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Next Friday, we've got Atchison High School versus Labette City, with the girls taking to the court at 6. The boys should take to the court at 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Taking a look around the area in girls varsity basketball, I've got the Hiawatha-Holton game, currently with Hiawatha leading at 29 points to Holton 17 with 57 seconds left in the second quarter. With 5 minutes and 19 seconds left in the first quarter, it is currently Jackson Heights leading the Marhill Mount Academy ladies 6-2. At the half, in the Baser-Linwood-Leavenworth game, it was all knotted up at 12. And in the Valley Heights-Centralia game, Valley Heights is on top at 26 points to Centralia girls 20. With this game, we've got ACCHS leading with 20 points to Valley Falls 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Low sits down to about 19 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, low sits down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday, upper 40s, Sunday, low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, checking the recently calibrated weather station up on the Boys and Girls Club at North Atchison. We are sitting at 26.2 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are currently dead calm. Relative humidity 62%. Barometric pressure is currently on the rise at 30.42 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 15 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels like on the skin of 26 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators,
Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Blair Milling in Acheson has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Oh, you can hear that Valley Falls band, pep band in the background. We're getting set to go to the second half of the girls' game. It is a 20-8 lead for Atchison County as we're underway in the third quarter. And as Valley Falls gets the ball in play, 8 seconds in, they will turn it over with a traveling call. Welcome back, everybody. That was Joseph. He may not have told you who he was. He's bashful and shy, but really, really good at what he does. He's the one who's taking care of you there at halftime. Joseph, thanks, man. Tom Counts with the here courtside, and Atchison County down the floor, feeds it down low, and Wallace's shot is good. She's got a dozen tonight. Aaliyah Wallace with 12, pushing the Tiger lead to 22-8. Half a minute into the third quarter. Valley Falls will break the press with the outlet pass down the left side. Stepping inside the three-point circle, it's going to be Lauren Brown. Pushes it back out on top to Corey. Kirkwood will look to the middle, find nothing there. Bring it back to Lauren. Heels just shy of the center circle. Looking into the middle, holds the ball high above her head. Goes over to the right side. Lillian Darvo. Running shot in the lane. Hits the back of the rim. The long rebound is on the floor. It'll be taken away by Bowerly. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS down to four. It's a two-on-three break. Comes out on top, Kaplinger to Bowerly again. And Valley Falls is going to be in a player defense here at the onset of the quarter. Topside is going to be Wallace. They lay off her in the feet underneath to Bowerly, who hits the backdoor shot. First point of the night, or of the second half, rather, for Kinsey Bowerly. Her fourth point tonight, 24-8. And we've got 6.5 to go, third quarter. Working that ball around the left side. Valley Falls has it. Left side of the free throw line. Carly Henson nearly lost it, but able to recover. Gets it over to Kirkwood. Way back up top side, Lauren Brown. Lauren kicks it left side. Tigers in a flexing 2-3 zone. Valley Falls very patiently working the ball around the outside. Now here's a three on its way. Got it! Carly Henson. She's the first person not named Corey Kirkwood to score for Valley Falls this evening. It is now 24-11. And we are 5:45 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter. Girls High School basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. Baseline shot by Wallace. The defense dropped back off her, just kind of tempting her to take that shot. She did just inside the three-point circle. Gets it away. And knocks it down. Here comes Valley Falls into the forecourt. Over to the right side with it. Now the pass comes off on top. Kirkwood will handle it there, being guarded by Jordan Kaplinger. Feet to the free throw line. Lillian steps inside the lane, brings it back on top. The three is set sail. Another one is good by Carly Henson. Back-to-back threes for Carly. It is 24-14. And we are at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Lady Tigers back down the floor. Neither team has made a substitution yet in this first 3-plus minutes. Way out on top is going to be Kaplinger. She'll start to the right side. Pass to the middle was deflected a little bit, but Wallace is able to recover it. She'll start into the lane. Pulls up from about 8. Kicks it off the window and scores. That is always the mark of a good player in the middle at a 4-5, in my opinion, is sometimes when the defender is right in front of you and you can't make that direct shot to the rim, adjusting the shot, taking it higher, arcing it higher, kicking it off the backboard, and scoring it that way, and that's what Wallace did there. And with that bucket, we're going to get a timeout taken on the court. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break at 4:43 to go. Third quarter of the ladies' game in Valley Falls. Atchison County, 28, Lady Dragons, 14.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we come back, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, turns it over, Tigers come down, and the three will not go in for Nitz. And on the rebound, we have a foul called. From her reaction, I suspect it may be on Kinsey. It is. Kinsey Bowerly will have her second foul tonight. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And at 4.5 to go in the third quarter, Valley Falls putting it in play. And they're going to put it in play and get some more serious full court pressure now. It comes to Kirkwood. She'll get it across the timeline and take it on the right side in front of her team's bench. Now the give and go in the middle. Kirkwood's shot is going to be blocked and knocked out of bounds by Wallish. Valley Falls ball at their end. Benedictine basketball tomorrow on Care Radio. The times are 2 and 4. Ladies first. Should be a couple of great games. Here's a baseline shot up and short. Rebound tipped down. Valley Falls able to track it down and save it in play. They'll come off on top. Cut into the lane. The 12-footers off the window and no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Saved by Valley, and they're going to continue to control the basketball on offense as we go inside 4 minutes to play in the first or the third quarter. Third quarter, 3:50 now to go. Martin coming to the scorer's table for ACCHS, prepped to check in at the next dead ball opportunity. Lady Dragons work around the left side, back out on top. They go very briskly, working around the outside. On top again to Henson. Here's Darvo with it. Not sure they're going to give Henson a lot of daylight. She's been so good. Now here's a pass cross court that is just a little too much on it. Gets away from Carly on the far side. And Atchison County will take Jordan Kamplinger out of the game and introduce Madison Martin to the mix. And they will gain some height, lose some experience in this exchange. 3:20 to go. Quarter number three. Schlesbaum will feed it to Martin at the free throw line. Madison, the freshman, dumps it back over to the right to Natalie. Nitz will play around the screen. Martin sets. Goes in the middle of Wallace, who shot off the window is a little too brisk. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And it will be Valley Falls basketball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, we'll be talking about it with the Benedictine at home tomorrow with William Penn out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Men's and women's team both very good. Valley Falls will break the press, get into the forecourt. Nice move in the lane. The shot is up, but it won't quite roll in for Cassidy. Here comes Atchison County. Schlesbaum goes right side, Nitz. 2:40 to play, third quarter. Bowerly really wanted to take that three, but a defender got right up in front of her, and Kirkwood saved that shot being taken. Now Schlesbaum goes to the right. So far tonight, Addison, 1 point. Back it comes again to Bowerly. She'll take several steps as she drives into the lane. They'll call a block. 2:23 left, third quarter. Coming to the free throw line for ACCHS will be Kinsey Bowerly. It will be the first foul tonight by Valley Falls' Madison Connor. And Bowerly's first free throw is good. Kinsey collects her 5th point this evening. Schlesbaum will exit the game for Coach Eckert, and back into the lineup, you'll find Laney Pannell for the first time in the second half. Second free throw for Bowerly, knocked them both in. She is at 6 now, and it is 30-14 at Lady Tigers with 2:20 to go, third quarter. Valley Falls, nice movement of the basketball as they bring it very, very speedily up the floor. They'll swing around to the right side. The outside shot is allowed, but not taken. Now the feed to the baseline. The short shot is taken and missed. And Wallace sweeps down the board, dumps it over to the right side, and into the forecourt with a welcome Laney Pannell. Laney crosses at the middle, angling to the left side. Her pass is batted away. It's on the floor, and Nitz is able to go back and get it. And now they're going to see it's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to go to Valley Falls right in front of the scorer's table across the way from where we're seated here. Our view of the floor is spectacular across from the scorer's table at the very highest point of the gymnasium on the east side. Tremendously nice vantage point to watch these games. Valley with the ball, nice pass in the middle, then the layup is up and good. Give the bucket, Corey Kirkwood. Give the assist to Cassidy Frakes. It is now 30-16 with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. And again, Nitz walks it up the floor. Tell you what, even though they've given up 30 points, 10 or so a quarter, Valley Falls defense has been really, really good. Coach Eckert wants to talk to his team about his offense, and he's going to take a Tiger timeout. Let's do it, Joseph, with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. The timeout of the floor finds the score. ACCHS, Lady Tigers 30, Valley Falls 16.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Minute 19 to play in the third quarter of tonight's ladies game. Tigers are first team out of the court. Atchison County, the traveling black with orange and white. And Valley Falls, the home white with gold and black. It'll be Tiger basketball put in play from the near sideline. Laney Panel gets it out on top to Natalie, and Nitz will quickly swing it over to the left side to Jenna. Jenna Pitts in the game to Bowerly. 1:05 to go, third quarter. Now the Tigers are chilling the ball a little bit. They work into the middle, trying to get it to Natalie, and Nitz down in the middle of the lane, finds a defender able to reach around her, dislodge the ball, back up with the Wacom Valley Falls. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls to the basketball, top side, it goes between the circles to Darvo. Swings it back over to the right side, and it's going to be Lauren Brown with it. Long cross-court pass, Lillian looks to the baseline, dumps it down there to Carly, hits it out on top, an open shot passed up. Tigers settling and staying in that zone. 30 seconds to play third quarter. Now here's the three. Hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is batted away and saved by Darvo. Lillian took the shot, got her own rebound, and as Valley Falls drives to the rim, we get a whistle and a Tiger foul. The foul is going to be on Laney Pandel. It will be her first, and we've had very few foul calls here in the second half. It'll be the second by Atchison County. Valley Falls has committed only one second-half foul. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dragon basketball again comes out on top to Lillian. She'll swing the ball from side to side, knife into the lane, put a shot on its way, no good, gets her own rebound, and she is going to be tied up. They will call a jump ball in the lane. Darvo tangled up and tied up with Jenna Pitts. For Atchison County, an opportunity to work on that last moment play. They'll roll it, and picked up. 14-13, 12 seconds left in the third. Into the forecourt at 11. Weaving it over to the left side. They'll bring it out on top to Bowerly. She'll back in, twist in, spin. Jump into the baseline. Panel shot, air ball strong. Rebound on the floor. Valley Falls, they're not going to get off a shot. Three quarters are done. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the girls' game after three in Valley Falls. Atchison County 30. Lady Dragon 16.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, a Tiger crowd on his feet across the way as their cheer unit is out there. Kind of getting them a little invigorated as we go to the fourth quarter. 30-16, ACCHS in the ladies' game in front of the home team here at Valley Falls. Welcome back. For the Lady Tigers, beginning the fourth quarter on the floor, you'll find we're going to have Aaliyah Wallish and Madison Martin is out there. Addison Schletzbaum has come back into the game. Also out on the court, you'll have Jenna Pitts. And rounding it out, Jordan Kaplinger. And for Valley Falls, it is going to be Lauren Brown, Lillian Darvo, Cassidy Franks, Corey Kirkwood, Carly Henson. Valley Falls continues to be led by Corey Kirkwood. She's now at 10 points, with Carly Henson contributing the other six on a couple of threes. For the Lady Tigers, 16 for Aaliyah Wallace leads the way. Valley will take down the left side, back into the lane, change directions, falling away. The shot is going to be up off the back of the rim, rebounding it down, Atchison County. Now, while Addison Schletzbaum has only 1 point, I am certain she's double digits in rebounds already. Here's a pass down low to Martin, and she goes up with the shot but misses it. The official said before the shot, we have a foul called. I'm guessing it was before the shot. Yeah, the ball is going to be put in play at the baseline. This foul is going to be the third tonight for Corey Kirkwood. And here comes the ball in play for ACCHS. Backing in is going to be Kaplinger. Should bring on top to Wallish. Pass in the back door. It's batted away. It's on the floor. Picked up by Cassidy Franks. Valley Falls is going to steal it away. 7-11 to go in the game, and Valley Falls up the floor. Down the right side. They'll bring it across at the top. Lauren Brown kicks it over to the right to Darvo. Lillian will go to the free throw line. In trouble. Kicks it to the right side to Cassidy. Franks pass into the middle, batted away by Wallish. She gets it to Schletzbaum. 6:45 to play in the game. It's going to be Jenna with it. Pitts crosses from right to left at the free throw line. Brings it to Wallish. The defense is kind of laying back here. They're not really attacking the ball. They're really protecting the territory in the middle. Spinning in the middle to Schletzbaum. Loses the handle. Has to go back and pick it up. Tigers will maintain possession. Back over goes to Wallish. And she'll just turn and shoot, miss the shot. Rebound. Valley Falls going to save it? No. Lauren Brown misjudged, I think, a little bit where that ball was coming down, and it's going to get away out of bounds off Valley Falls. Natalie Nitz is going to come back into the game, spotting out Jenna Pitts. 6:20 left. Natalie with three on that long shot just ahead of the buzzer at halftime. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane, and there's the first field goal of the evening for Addison Schletzbaum. She's got three. 32-16, Lady Tigers. We've got 6 minutes left. Valley will work it down to the right side, and as they get into the forecourt, head coach Jordan Hale asks for a timeout. We will enjoy it with them. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. It is Atchison County's Lady Tigers 32, Valley Falls 16.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos, but only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Valley Falls coming out of the timeout and has made no personnel changes, no. And they'll be putting it in play from right in front of their bench. We go inside 6 minutes to play in the game. Top side with the basketball is going to be Lauren Brown. Little left-hand dribble, works around to the left side, dishes it over there. Back out on top, it'll come to Cassidy. And we are going to have a Valley Falls turnover. Tigers are going to get it back in. It'll be brought in by Kaplinger. Gets it to Nitz, to Schletzbaum. Outlets it to the right side, and the feed down low to Martin. Easy shot's going to be blocked, but a foul called on Cassidy. So Briggs will collect her first foul tonight. And back at the free throw line, Atchison County. Back of the line, at Madison Martin. She has 2 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the free throw line in the opening quarter. Her only scoring this evening. The freshman puts the first one up, but a bit off to the right. Brace Connor coming into the game now for Valley Falls. One more shot coming up for Madison. And it is off the window and good. Madison has hit 2 free throws off the backboard. Valley will bring the ball in. And now the Tigers are going to be a little more assertive with their full court pressure. Up the floor comes Lauren Brown, takes it on the left side, plays off the screen, stops, goes 3. Nope. Rebound is going to be on the floor. Getting on the ground after it as Cassidy breaks to tie it up. Cassidy was not going to relinquish that basketball without a tussle, and she goes after it. Jump ball belongs to ACCHS. 5:20 left in the game. Tigers up the floor. Martin, she'll drive right on the floor 2 times. Running shot, gets one. Madison Martin at 5 points now. 35-16. Valley Falls brings it to the left side. Way out on the left edge, it's going to be Brown. Plays it to the top. Oddly, driving to the right with a left-hand dribble. You don't often see that. Usually the ball will be in the hand away from the defense. Here's a 17-foot jumper. No good. And the rebound cleared down by Wallish. Aaliyah had 10 in the first half, 16 after three quarters. We've not seen her score yet in the fourth. And the shot at the baseline by Martin, and she's going to get fouled by Frakes. For the Tigers, good to see Madison Martin as a freshman. You got to get that game experience, you know, and get that confidence level to come up. That is one of the most important and most difficult things to do. And she certainly seems to be coming around with that. All the playing time just makes you better. The free throw here will not go in. Madison with 5 points, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Valley Falls will go to the bench, and Corey Kirkwood is going to come back in. She's on the right side of the lane with Caitlin Yates. Second free throw, kicks out, no good. Rebounding it down for Valley Falls is going to be Grace Connor. Grace is out there. Corey Kirkwood out on top. Madison Connor. Pass comes topside. Grace kicks it to Lauren. Here's Madison. The feed inside, the ball batted away. No foul. I thought maybe there was somebody over the back, but there was no call there. 4:15 to go in the game. Valley Falls moved the ball with a little more aplomb right now. 35-16, Tigers. Here's a runner in the lane, off the rim 2 times, won't go. And a rebound swept away. And again, Addison Schletzbaum, she's been dominant on the boards tonight. She's been able to knock down 3 points. She'll go for a 3 here. It's well off the mark. And Valley Falls will pick it up off the floor. Madison Connor gets credit for that board. And up court with it, Caitlin Yates. 3:45 to play. Yates at the top. Keeps going in. Now swings it over to the right side. Madison has it. Push it back out on top. Gets it there. Now that's going to be Lauren with it. Brown over to the right side to Madison. I go Madison because they're both Connor girls who are in the game. Now the shot is up. Rebound knocked away by Martin and lost out of play at the baseline. Tigers are going to run Lainey Pantle back in for Aaliyah Wallish. So for ACCHS, coach has got only 3 of his starting 5 out there with 3:27 to go. Back over to the left side. Valley Falls with the ball. Again, just working to get better. Here's a nice feed left side. The kick back to the lane. Back off on top. Left block. Pass out to the above the 3-point circle. Again to Kirkwood. She will knife in, shot up, nope, gets her own rebound, yes. Corey Kirkwood has a dozen. 35-18. and we're inside 3 minutes to go. Locking it down. Schlesbaum will kind of with a little skip pass. Left side. Martin shot. No. Gets your own rebound. Yes. So good job by Madison Martin not to give up on the play. After the shot does not go in, a lot of times the player will look away or back off. But Madison stayed right in there. Maybe realized the shot wasn't going to fall and was there prepared for the rebound and the follow. And knocking that down has your, what, seventh point of the game? 37 to 18, Tigers. Here's a jumper up and good. So Lauren Brown will have her first points of the game, 37-20. And a shot at the other side is up and in. Madison Martin with two more. Coach Eckert's got to be very pleased to see his freshman five develop and improve. And now we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph a break with 2:06 left in the game. Lady Tigers 39, Valley Falls 20.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Let's see who comes off the benches. For the Lady Tigers, it is going to be Natalie Nitz and Jenna Pitts with Madison Martin. Got Kenzie Bowerly out there and running it out. We got Lainey Pannell on the floor. Inside 2 minutes to go in Valley Falls. Works the ball on the offensive end. It'll come out on top to Lauren. She just knocked down a big shot a moment ago. Brown will dish it over to the corner to Madison Connor. Her pass toward the baseline, looking in the middle for Corey Kirkwood. Rejected out of play by Bowerly. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls with a minute 45 left. Brown looking in. Needs somebody to open up. They're not helping her. And they're going to run out of time. Yeah. Valley Falls wanted to bring it in near the baseline and probably go straight up with a shot. But the defense was swarming there and no one had flashed to the top to give her an outlet. So here comes the Tigers. Nitz will bring it down the court. She is 3-on-1, and Natalie will hit the brakes. And I thought that perhaps she had traveled, but they will say, out of the four, there's going to be a foul called on Grace Connor. So Grace will have her first tonight. Valley Falls team foul 5. Atchison County's only committed 2 second-half fouls, and we've got a minute 40 to go in the game. The inbound to Martin. At the free throw line, now underneath, Bowerly spins, shoots, and scores. Kenzie Bowerly with 8. It is 41-20. And we're down to 90 seconds. Driving coast to coast, the runner won't fall in for Lauren Brown. Tigers take it the other way. Bowerly still in the game. As Atchison County with a couple of starters still out there and a minute 10 to go. Pitts will feed underneath. Martin shoots, missed it. It rolled across the back of the rim. Coming up with it for Valley Falls, Kirkwood, and she will bring it up the floor herself. Attacks the basket, goes in from the left side with a left-hand shot, got fouled. It'll be Corey Kirkwood coming to the free throw line for the Lady Dragons just inside a minute to play. Corey at the free throw line has been good tonight, 4-4. Takes those little short ankle high dribbles and just throws the ball right into through the bottom of the net. That was a pretty shot. Corey's 13th point of the game. Bowerly and Nitz will now exit the game with less than a minute to play. Kirkwood's second free throw. Yes. 6 of 6 at the line tonight and 14 points. 41-22. Tigers up the floor with it. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Let's see who Coach Eckert has out there. You've got Pitts and Pannell out of the floor. Also up for the Lady Tigers, I've got Danny Chu. She's gotten into the game. Madison Martin still out there, and back in, starter Jordan Kaplinger, the senior. 50 seconds ago, and the Tigers putting it into play next to assistant coach Mike Eckert. It'll come in, and topside with it is going to be Jenna. She'll look to the baseline, now get doubled up. Nice bounce pass to get rid of the basketball. Brings it top to Kaplinger. 35. Now that feed into the middle. The ball is rolling around on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up. Chu will save it. Comes back off on top to Kaplinger. Over to the left side with 26. The cut into the lane. Back out to Chu. Over to the right side, Pitts. 20 seconds. Underneath the Martin. Two more. Madison Martin, they're feeding her now to get those points, get that confidence, get that shot down. 43-22. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Clock winding. Valley wants to get off a last shot. They're going to have to hurry. Oh, a pretty backdoor play. The shot is going in, and that is the final score. Caitlin Yates hits the final bucket of the ball game. Final score tonight in the girls' contest. ACCHS 43, Valley Falls 24. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
One second. Hey, back with you here in Valley Falls. I had Lady Tigers winning it tonight, leading from start to finish. Scored 10 in the opening quarter, 10 in the second, 10 in the third, and then 13 fourth quarter points, winning at 43-24. A recap of the scoring. For Valley Falls, it was 14 tonight for Corey Kirkwood. Half a dozen by Carly Henson, and two each for Caitlin Yates and Lauren Brown. For ACCHS, Aaliyah Wallace had a huge game, 10 at halftime, 16 in the game. Double figures also for Madison. Martin off the bench with 11. 8 tonight for Kinsey Bowerly. 3 each. Addison Schletzbaum and Natalie Nitz. And 2 tonight for Lainey Pandel. Back about your player of the game tonight. I'm going Madison Martin. I think the freshman came in, made some great strides, and I thought played extremely well in her time on the floor. And it's going to be a big part of this Lady Tiger drive to a state appearance. We'll be back as the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. We'll bring in the second half of the second game here on CARE Radio before very long. Again, Atchison County over Valley Falls in game one of the ladies' contest. Guys' game coming up, but first, a treat for you. Going back to the CARE studio and some time with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.